yeah. Are you ready? Are you ready for cum?
For what?
Lots and lots of cum.
Cum?
Cum. That's what I'm here for.
Oh, I didn't know that exact type of party.
Oh, woo! It is.
We got the camera set up.
Yep, we're on the couch.
We're on the couch, you know.
We are on
That's where couch. All babies are made.
We're on the couch in CJ's living room.
That's where the magic happens.
Let's get down to fuck.
Let's get down. I'm DTF.
I'm DTF as well.
Yeah, man.
I'm DTP.
All right.
Down to pod.
Down to pod, oh, yeah.
Down to pod. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. All right. What the hell are we doing here?
So we are... This is the movie Misfit Show.
It is.
Yay! That's where all the...
I'll add in the canned laughter.
Oh, yeah, great.
Canned laughter, canned applause.
And applause.
Yeah, audience cheering, yeah, you know. Yeah. That's what Flammer's we need. That's what we need.
Yeah, we need that. We need that support, really, don't we?
Yeah.
It's the first time.
I know there's thousands of you watching, obviously.
Yeah. And we're popping the cherry, aren't we?
We're popping our cherries.
Our butt cherries.
On your couch.
Yeah, well, right all over the couch.
Yeah. So, yeah, as co-presenter CJ said, welcome to the Movie Misfit Show. Not to be confused with the Music Misfit Show, which, you know, if you want to explain to the audience or potential audience that we have what that is and how this has started.
So this has started. I phoned Josh and I said, would you like to do a podcast?
Yes, because we are two white millennials.
Yep, white millennial bros.
So we had to start a podcast, obviously.
Like every white millennial does.
Yeah, pretty much. It tracks.
Yeah. So used to have a thing called the Music Misfit Show, where we mainly talk about music. And you know what? We thought, we also love movies. That's why I'm sporting the Nightmare on Elm Street shirt right here.
Yep, and I have not come in any movie t-shirt or anything like that. Nope. I've just come in a plain grey t-shirt.
A bit of a hole, you know. You could be Mike Myers, maybe.
I've got a hole. A hole. I have many holes, mate.
Yeah, no,
I'm just waiting for you to fill them. That's why we're here.
Yeah. Oh, should we tell them as well what movie we've been watching recently?
If we have to, yeah. When CJ first called me and said, do you want to start a podcast? We'll do it on... movies, do a little bit about music and what have you. I mean, there is no real through line for what we're doing here, but we're going to talk about films a little bit. But when CJ called me, he said, have you watched any films at the cinema recently? And I said, yes, I've seen that new Jason Statham extravaganza, The Beekeeper. And yeah, CJ was really up for it. You can probably tell by his reaction what he thinks to the film.
I love the film. So The Beekeeper, I'm such an action movie buff. I love all the Schwarzeneggers, the Stallones, the Jean-Claude Van Damme films. I'm a fan. I think because as a kid, I maybe saw like The Terminator, yeah? But I wasn't really shown much else. Like, my dad didn't really show me the Jean-Claude Van Damme stuff.
Yeah.
So I started watching Bloodsport and stuff a little bit later. And in my teenage years, I got really into, like, action movies. And I have a lot of issues with movies nowadays, but The Beekeeper...
Hang on, mate. Sorry.
So I love all action movies like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Big John.
Big Johnny. And I love all the Schwarzeneggers, all the Stallone movies. And I think I didn't see them all when I was a kid. I saw some of them and then I got into my teenage years and got obsessed. And I have a lot of issues with movies nowadays that are coming out in the cinemas, but...
Not action enough?
The Beekeeper is not one I have a problem with. And I'll tell you why. It is everything an action movie... It's everything an action movie needs to be. It has Jason Statham, who's stoic as beep. Will be stoic as, you know what I'm saying? And also, it has just, I don't want to give any spoilers away, but the fight scenes, hand-to-hand combat is just awesome throughout. What did you think of it?
To talk about my movie history a little bit before I go into what I thought about the film, I sort of grew up like you watching like the Terminator. Terminator 2, we've spoke about this before and debated it quite a bit. It's a lot better than Terminator 1, I will add. But I grew up watching Jean-Claude Van Damme films, like Universal Soldier, probably one of his best films.
Yeah.
And I remember watching that as a kid. I probably shouldn't have watched it as a kid because I'm definitely sure it's an 18. But, I mean, I used to play GTA 3 and beat up people with massive dildos. And that's when I was like 7 years old. So, you know. And I turned out fine.
Freeze frame.
Yeah. So, yeah. I sort of grew up watching a lot of action films, a lot of B-movie films. Mm. But. The Beekeeper was...
A B-movie.
A B-movie. Definitely was a B-movie. It was 90 minutes of Jason Statham walking around going, protect the hive.
that's true.
That's what it was all the way throughout the film. I mean, the action scenes, fair enough. Top notch. But again, for most of it, I was just like cringing at the dialogue. But I suppose it is, as you say, a B-movie. So that's sort of what you expect, isn't it?
Okay, what about this quote from the movie?
Oh, here we go. Yeah. I can't wait to hear this. Yeah.
I was bringing her a jar of honey. Who the fuck are you, Winnie the Pooh? It's so good. How good was that line?
That's quite good. And I also like your Jason Statham impression. If we ever need a voiceover guy, you're the guy.
Jason Statham. Nah, I'll need to do that again.
You fucking what, mate?
You what? You what? I'm the beekeeper. Protect the hive.
Protect the hive.
You're hurting all the people, mate. Aren't you?
Just go like stereotypical Cockney with it. Basically. What? That's all I ever do anyway.
Blimey, mate. Yeah. Protect the hive.
And as you viewers will find out over the course of this podcast, I am really good at voiceovers. Really good. I'm not.
I want to ask you.
So.
What did you think about the performances, the acting performances in the movie? Who took the cake for you?
I mean, it's Jason Statham takes the cake, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jason Statham in any sort of film that he's in is usually the best part of it.
Hmm. I have another view.
Because I think he plays the main character in basically every film he does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Performances from other characters, a lot of the characters were just downright annoying for me.
Yeah, so... Like,
not to say the performances were bad, but the way the lines were delivered...
The honey tones to the whole movie, did you notice that? Throughout, there was loads of yellow honey tones, even in the FBI scenes and the FBI HQ or whatever. For me, I thought Jason Statham was awesome, but if I had to say the best acting in the whole movie... Jason Statham is Jason Statham. He's awesome, yeah? But Jeremy Irons...
I was going to say Jeremy Irons, definitely.
If he wasn't in that movie, I think the value of the movie would have gone down. Like, because I feel like him and Jason Statham were the best.
Yeah.
And the... I don't want to give spoilers away. You know, the lady as well. The blonde lady. We'll say the blonde-haired lady. Mm. Do you remember?
Yeah. She's quite integral to
the movie, yeah.
To the movie, yeah, yeah.
She was also a really good actor as well. What do you give the movie out of 10?
You see, I'm a bit struck between what to give it. I'm either a 6.5 or a 7. Mm. Because story-wise, it's not amazing. Like, I feel like they went through the whole... He's living on this woman's estate. Oh, look, she's now dead very quickly.
Spoiler.
It's not a spoiler.
Oh, is it not?
It's in the trailer.
Oh, is it? Okay. Oh, fair enough. All right.
I'm pretty sure it's in the trailer. Oh. Uh-oh. It might be a spoiler. I don't think it's a spoiler. I'm pretty sure it's in the trailer.
Oh, okay. We'll have a look at the trailer.
I'm a little bit worried now that I've just spoiled it for
it's all right.
For
we
people.
We'll cut that out.
I'll add in a little message if it is a spoiler.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's either a 6.5 or a 7. I would say the story is very simple. It rushes past it at the beginning. The action scenes, very good.
Mm.
Very good.
Yeah.
Sort of what I expect from a film of that kind anyway.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it does anything to set it apart from a lot of other films.
Mm.
I think it's just a very good, for what it is, B movie.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, what are your thoughts on it, man?
Yeah, I give it 8 out of 10 because of the action scenes and the whole story behind Jason Statham's character just escalated that up to an 8 for me. And I thought it stood out because there was things in there, like there was twists in there that I didn't see coming. I thought, ooh, you know, at first I thought, you know, this guy's just, you know, I don't want to give too much away.
He's just a standard beekeeper.
Yeah, just standard beekeeper, and he goes about his business. But he was great, and I felt sympathy for the character at the beginning as well, what they were going through, and it really, you know, a lot of things like that actually happen in real life to people as well, you know. So, yeah, I really liked it. I really loved the movie, and the music score was really dramatic at parts, and I thought the music score was great.
I can't really remember the music score, if I'm honest, so. I wouldn't say it was that memorable for me.
And the bit with the big gun scene.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was cool.
It came out of left field, like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Big gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Show me your guns.
The gun show. So, yeah, go and see The Beekeeper, unless you've got more to talk about The Beekeeper.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely worth watching. I think it's on Now TV at the moment on streaming. Yeah, definitely worth watching at some point.
Ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. Next part of the show. Are you ready?
I don't think I am.
Okay.
What have we got planned?
So, scenario times. We're going to do some improv for you.
Oh, fuck. Right.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
Are you ready for cum? Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah. All right, so the scenario improv. You are a shopkeeper. No, I'm the shop. Do you want to be a shopkeeper or an axe murderer?
Do I want to be a shopkeeper or an axe murderer?
Yeah.
There's a question right there. There's a lot to unpack with that one.
Yeah.
I think I'll be a shopkeeper because you give off axe murderer vibes, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
It's for T-shirt, I think.
All right. Ding, ding. That's me entering the shop. Ding, hello. Ding.
Hello, Mets.
Hi. I'm looking for some skips.
Some skips? Just out front.
Thank you. Are these prong cocktail skips?
Cheese and onion. I don't even know if cheese and onion... They're a skip flavour, but...
I was looking for prawn cocktail crisps.
Oh, no, we seem to be fresh out. I'm very sorry, sir.
Do you know what kind of day I've had?
No, I don't.
Do you know what I do for a living?
Something with your hands?
Yes, I use my hands.
Okay.
I'm a farmer.
You're a farmer? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I squeeze them udders all day.
What do you farm? Yeah, dairy.
Okay. Dairy.
Dairy farmer.
Yes, I'm a dairy farmer. Do you have a knife? Do you have an axe as well? I'm looking for an axe.
We're not a hardware store. It's just a corner.
Do you have an axe?
I don't have an axe.
If you don't give me an axe in 5.5 seconds, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, right. I can't help you out there because we don't sell axes. Oh, no. Right. I'm a dead shopkeeper now.
Dead shopkeeper.
Great. That was horrible.
That was really bad.
Yeah.
This is the first show, so...
We are never doing that again. Jesus Christ.
You could try it again if you wanted.
Maybe we need to plan some things first.
That was so bad. But, okay.
Fuck it, we're keeping it in. Okay, we're keeping it in. It was okay. So bad. Jesus Christ.
All right. Okay. Monster impression time. Are you ready? Okay.
Fuck me, how do I do a monster impression?
I want you to do Frankenstein.
I can't even think of what he's like. My God, it's been years since I've seen like Frankenstein. Also, technically, it's Frankenstein. I don't know how we can move on from that.
I don't know either.
No. Fucking hell. Right, so technically, it's Frankenstein's monster, yeah, not Frankenstein.
There we go, Frankenstein's
actually.
Monster.
Oh. But yeah, I really don't know how to do a Frankenstein impression because I don't even know what he sounds like. I'm Frankenstein. There we go. That's my impression of Frankenstein.
What monster do you want me to do?
And this is going to be really awkward to do because he's a silent antagonist.
Okay.
Which, you know, being quiet is pretty tough for you, to be fair.
Have you noticed?
Yeah. So I want you to do Mike Myers.
Okay. He's got a mask.
He's already failed.
I failed. Give me another one. That's really hard.
Jason Voorhees.
I can't.
No, sorry.
Say the same thing.
All right, Godzilla.
Godzilla, okay.
Fucking hell. Maybe I shouldn't have said that you were good at impressions.
Right. Okay.
I think I lied.
Let's try it. Give me another one.
I lied to our beautiful audience. Jesus.
Give me another monster impression. Preferably one that has dialogue or something.
Yeah. Easier. That would help, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But you know what? All I'm thinking is like King Kong or Godzilla.
A human one. Human monster.
A human monster. CJ.
Okay.
The Axe Murderer?
The Axe Murderer.
Actually,
I've done that.
Actually, seeing as it's on your t-shirt, Freddy Krueger.
Okay. Welcome to prime time, bitch!
Nice, yep. Nice. All right, like all it. Right.
All right. Okay, all right. I want you to do... Since you mentioned it earlier, the... What was it? The T1... 12,000 from Terminator 2 or whatever. T-800 or...
The T-800, as yeah. In Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, the other one.
T-1000.
Yeah.
He's not as memorable as Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can do an Arnie impression.
Yeah, that's easy.
I can do an attempt of an Arnie impression
anyone
anyway.
Anyone could do Arnie.
Yeah,
try,
yeah.
Try the other
I
one.
I mean, technically, he's not a monster, but... Yeah.
Well, he is a monster. How do you know?
Well, he is in the first one. Yeah. But, yeah... So, Robert Patrick, I've got a channel in a Robert Patrick.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm trying to think his quote when he's, like, looking for John Connor.
Oh, yeah.
He just sort of asks people if they've seen him around, though, right? Just like, have you seen this man? Yeah, I never said I was good at impressions. Okay. Well, I did. I was lying. I'm
it was
sorry.
Your idea, mate. You were like, oh, please, please. I really want to do my T-1000 impression. Please ask me on the podcast.
I'd rather do my Arnie impression. And that's not any better.
Okay, let's hear your Arnie impression.
I want your gloves, your boots, and your motorcycle. Hasta la vista, baby.
Or what about... I don't know. What's that famous quote that he does? It's like, I'm not like you. I smoke my stogies in the open.
I have never heard of that quote. Is that Schwarzenegger?
He's smoking the cigar. He's like, I don't have to hide it from my wife. I do what I want. Yeah, it's a bit of a famous one.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's smoking this big cigar.
I'll be back.
Okay. I'm looking for this kid. Have you seen this kid? I'm looking for him.
So scary. I am. Yeah.
All right. Should we move speechless. On to the next part of the show?
I think we're better after that. Jesus Christ.
We've got 25 minutes of gold here. Okay.
Yep.
Music. What music have you been listening to recently?
So I've actually booked quite a few gigs recently. I'm at Temple Newsham in May, Live at Leeds in the Park, and Slam Dunk. So you've got like White Lies for Kooks, Declan McKenna playing like Live at Leeds. Slam Dunk, you've got Yumi at Six, who are one of my... I'm not going to say they're one of my favourite bands, but they are definitely up there. Like, I've seen them quite a few times live. And they've recently just announced that they're disbanding once they reach 20 years old, basically.
Yeah.
So I find it fitting that it's their last UK festival, so I have to be there.
Yeah.
So Yumi at Six, All American Rejects, Against the Current. There's loads of bands on as well. Yeah. And I'm just so excited for that.
And that festival you showed me as well has got a pretty good lineup. Who was it? Interrupters were playing. Also, the Mad Caddies were playing. Oh, yeah. But yeah, the Mad Caddies. I'd love to see the Mad Caddies live. Like, ska punk band. Like, really, really, really good.
I mean, as well as that, I've got Nothing But Thieves at Millennium Square in Leeds in July, 3rd of July.
Yeah.
Then on the 7th, which I'm so excited about, I've got AC/DC in Wembley.
Nice.
Like,
can't go wrong.
Like, AC/DC, I grew up listening to them. That is basically the soundtrack of my childhood.
Yeah.
As cheesy as that sounds.
Back in black! I hate to say it!
Yeah. All of that is just what I always used to listen to, and I feel like this might be one of the last tours.
Who do you like better? The original singer, what was his name?
Bon Scott.
Bon Scott. The Scottish guy. He was Scottish, wasn't he?
No, he was Australian.
But I'm sure there was a Scottish connection there.
So they're an Australian band, but Brian Johnson, who is the lead singer and took over after...
Oh, it was the other... Okay, away. Brian Johnson took over. Got you.
He's Geordie, not Scottish.
Oh, why did I think there was a connection? Did they not wear kilts at one point? Is that why, maybe? I like the song Big Balls.
Big Balls, alright. I mean, it's not one of my favourites, to be honest.
That first album, yeah?
I've got big balls!
That opening, I think the opening track, Dirty Deeds Done Cheap, is my favourite AC/DC song of all time.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't get much better than that. I do like... She shook me all night long.
Yeah, I mean, that's an absolute classic.
She was a fast machine. She got the motor clean.
Yeah.
She was the fastest damn woman that I ever seen. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you've also got the stuff that sort of goes under the radar a little bit, like Sink the Pink and Stiff Upper Lip. I mean, they've just got...
Stink the Pink.
Sink the Pink.
Oh, Sink the Pink. Yeah. Okay.
You're getting in the casting couch mode again, aren't you? Yeah. I like it, bro. I like it. Let's talk after this. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they've got what, almost 50 years in the music business, so you can't like...
Thunderstruck as well.
Thunderstruck, absolute classic. Money Talks, Touch Too Much, TNT, Sin City. If You Want Blood, You've Got It. All that is just...
What's the worst album?
Some of their later stuff, like, is it Rock or Bust? Don't really listen to that very often, to be honest.
Mm.
But yeah, I know you were like sort of half asking me a question earlier about which singer was my favourite.
Mm.
I would say Bon Scott has some of the best songs, but what makes AC/DC so special and so different to all the other bands has to be Brian Johnson's voice.
Okay.
Because it's unique, and I don't think there's any other band that's really tried to mimic that. I don't know. I mean, you're the music guy, so could be wrong, but...
There's definitely a lot of AC/DC sound-alike bands out there. Just might not have heard of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know
there's
like...
Definitely on the local scene. I'm not sure if, like... I'm trying to think of another, like, massive band who sound like AC. There are a few.
Well, there's Airborne.
Airborne, yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of them,
I've heard of them, yeah.
They sound a lot more like the, like, Bon Scott.
Yeah, Bon Scott, yeah.
Vocals.
Got you. Yeah. I'd have to look up. I can't think off the top of my head. But
but have you got any gigs or anything booked? I mean, are you playing any
I'm
gigs?
I'm playing a few gigs. Yeah, in Leeds mainly. Oh, by the way, I'm an artist, and I'm in a band called CJ and the Misfits.
I suppose we should have said that.
Started with that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got an EP out as well called Force of Nature, and I'm doing my thing. It's going to be coming. But you can find out more on next week's episode. Much love. And come back if you enjoyed it, or, you know, hit that subscribe button. Thank you.
Yep. I suppose that's goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.